What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at 93.7thefan.com on the contesting page. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And my goodness, the last hour is some of the craziest 60 minutes, Austin. I mean, I would even say the last 45 minutes more so, around 10:30 when this all went down. This is some of the, how do I want to put this? One of the craziest 45-minute sets, I think, in station history.
Yeah, this tops it for me being on the air. The only other thing that I can even come close to remembering was when Matt Canada was fired and I was at the morning show and got to break the news with those guys. This is just a significant blockbuster, probably the biggest trade we've ever seen in Steelers history, Donnie. I mean, what comes close to it? Acquiring Minka for a first-round pick, but that didn't include an all-pro like Ramsey. The Bettis trade was big, but again, when you're throwing significant players into the deal, and we're not even getting to Jonnu Smith yet, like, this isn't like, oh yeah, Minka for just a first-round pick. These are guys who have candidacies for potential Hall of Fame inductions years from now.
Yeah, and we rarely ever see in the NFL anymore the player-for-player trade. The one that I always think of from my childhood, Austin, you were maybe a little bit young to remember this. You know the names, but this happened when I was, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years old. The Washington Redskins and the Denver Broncos, they traded each other. It was Champ Bailey to the Broncos in exchange for Clinton Portis. And yeah, Clinton Portis didn't reach the heights that Champ Bailey did. He was a Hall of Famer, but the guy was a hell of a running back in the 2000s. That was like the rare player-for-player deal, and it worked out for both sides. We just don't see this happen anymore. It's very often a player for draft picks, or it's a player for a couple of draft picks and then maybe a player that's clearly a few rungs lower to the guy getting sent elsewhere. We don't see it like this, where it is two guys, and you put it well, two guys that are building legacies to hopefully be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day that get traded for one another. Not to mention, the Steelers now have a another tight end on their team. They love collecting tight ends, who just had a career season in Jonnu Smith.
And that's, I think, an underrated part of this deal, just because when we first heard it, I really thought that it, at least the way that it was framed, and that's something that you have to pay a lot of attention to when it's put out there by reporters, it seemed like, at least to me, that it was Jonnu Smith's agent going to Adam Schefter and basically saying, hey, put this out there, and basically say, sure, there's been discussions about a trade. We don't think it's ultimately going to happen. We just want to see if Miami can fork over the money for Jonnu to get the raise that he wants. And ultimately, it seems like Miami was not willing to do so, and the Steelers were willing to part ways with Minka to make the entire thing happen. And look, Jonnu Smith is a good tight end. He's an athletic tight end. He's a Pro Bowl tight end. However much you want to look down on the Pro Bowl, it still means something at certain positions more so than other. I think tight end is one of those. They're going to run a bunch of two tight end sets. It's going to be a lot of Freiermuth. It's going to be a lot of Jonnu Smith. And if they don't add another wide receiver, this is probably that number two receiver for them. And Jonnu Smith will play a lot in the slot.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have no choice but to run multi-tight end sets, which we know that Arthur Smith is a fan of doing, because now you have Smith, you have Freiermuth, which you just said, but they also, you know, you still have Darnell Washington, who can certainly be used more than what he has been his first couple of seasons. I do think this either maybe not puts the player on the chopping block when I talk about Connor Hayward, but it certainly limits him to more of a fullback role of sorts. He can kind of be a Swiss Army knife still, but he is certainly not going to see playing time over now the three guys ahead of him at tight end.
I don't even know if he's going to be on the roster.
That's what I'm saying. It could put him on the chopping block.
Like, where is the positional fit right now for Connor Hayward? I guess as a fullback, but how much do they even utilize a fullback? Once every couple weeks? I mean, you don't see them running a lot of I formation anymore. If they ever run their version of the tush push, you usually don't see Connor Hayward in there very frequently. And if so, he's at the very end of the line. And Jonnu Smith is a bigger body than Connor Hayward. It basically makes his role defunct a little bit on the team, especially when you have Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, and Darnell Washington. Are you going to keep another tight end? And when you have Cordarrelle Patterson still occupying a roster spot,
yeah, well,
really doesn't
he
have a position.
Be either. So somebody like Patterson should not be, Hayward. It's going to be a very important training camp for him. Connor Hayward, that is. Obviously the other Hayward is very safe. It makes me wonder, is this it, or will another move be made? Will they try to acquire an actual wide receiver? Now, it also gives the benefit to one of these tight ends that maybe they can sort of bump out and act more like a receiver than a tight end.
Now, I did just see Jeremy Fowler tweet that Gabe Davis, there is still some interest there with the Steelers at wide receiver, but he's likely going to take his time and basically wait until around training camp before he ultimately signs. I talked to Tyler Boyd this weekend, and he says that he would absolutely want to play with the Steelers. So that's another option for them if they go down that route. But adding Jonnu Smith is just another weapon for Aaron Rodgers to prove that they're going all in. Whether you want them to or not, that's their full intention. It makes me wonder about Minka, though. You know, what are they doing at safety? Like, is Juan Thornhill, is he the guy that's going to occupy that spot? Or are they going to move Ramsey to safety? Are they going to move Slay to safety?
They do have those options now where they can kind of play around with things on the back end. And we know that Deshaun Elliott very quickly became a fan favorite here. I mean, he was one of the most enjoyable Steelers to watch last season. But here's the thing with Fitzpatrick. You almost kind of wonder, because they said they wanted to have those conversations with him about, you know, going back to what was working better for him, where he was more of a playmaker, more of a ball hawk back there. Last year, it sucked to watch him used the way he was. I mean, he was a center fielder of sorts.
I mean, he would 20 line yards up, off the ball.
Yeah, at minimum. I mean, you'd see him even more than 20 yards off the ball.
He wasn't on the TV screen. You wondered if he was even out there.
Yes. And if you're at the game watching in stadium, you would see the You know, the ball is set at the 40-yard line going in, and Fitzpatrick's hanging out at, like, the 5-yard line, like, just so nobody gets behind him. You're basically taking a defender off the field when you do that.
Pretty much.
Unless it's a situation that calls for it where you know the other team is going to be sending multiple receivers to the end zone. So now I kind of wonder, was there a, you know, something that happened in those discussions where he didn't care for the way he was being used here, because we know that's what spurred things when he was first in Miami.
So, I don't know how good of a comparison this will be, but my good buddy Zeke is a football coach in the area, and he played football at Duquesne. And it's funny, because over the last couple of days, him and I went back and looked at old footage of plays that Minka made over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, he played it as a defensive back and was basically showing, like, what communication would look like, cover two and everything, when he's switching on man. And there were a lot of things that he was saying, like, Minka just does not communicate well enough in the back end, where a lot of guys are just kind of putting their hands up and basically saying, you know, what the hell is going on here? And I was basically like, okay, man, like, I don't know if you can actually, like, necessarily tell exactly what's going on there, but I think there's a little bit of credence to his argument based on them dealing Minka today.
I noticed, I will say this, I did that show last season with Elandon Roberts, who is now in Vegas with the Raiders, but I did notice with some on and off air conversations with him that the communication issues, it wasn't just like Patrick Queen wasn't communicating with people. It was more than just that. And he kind of gave the indication that it was Minka on the back end. Things would be crossed up, and that's why we would just see breakdowns and huge plays at, unfortunately, major times of the game. Now, the Steelers were still able to make their plays, but Minka Fitzpatrick made very few of them. It took up until one of the final games of the regular season for him to force a turnover. And, I mean, it was the running joke pretty much every single Friday that I was on with Joe. He would ask Ray Fittipaldo, when's the next time we're finally going to see Minka Fitzpatrick intercept a pass? Will it be 2030 by the time we get there? Well, it happened very late last season, and otherwise it seemed like one where he was being wasted in the back end of the defense, or the miscommunication factors, I think, were real. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Fan text line at 412-928-9370. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Want to take some calls here before we do get to break, but want to load it up. Your thoughts on the massive Steelers and Dolphins trade, Minka Fitzpatrick and a late-round pick being sent to the Miami Dolphins in exchange for Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and a late-round pick. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on all of it. Our buddy Paul is in Washington. I'm sure he's got a banger here. What's up, Paul?
What's up there, head of the young guns? You got two of you young guns running the show today, you and Austin. All you need now is Harry Couch.
Hey, it benefits us that we don't play golf.
This is true. The three best producers on the fan there. But anyhow, what does this mean for Darius Slay? I mean, is he going to move to safety? Is Joey Porter going to move the slot? Or is there another trade in the works? Because if they really felt that strongly about Hansy Joey Porter Jr., I don't think they make this trade. I think they have doubts that Joey Porter Jr.'s ever going to be a complete one-on-one cover, take away the opponent's best receiver. I think that's what this tells you. The only thing I was hoping is maybe we traded Mike Tomlin and we got the head coach of the Dolphins back. But as for Dave Parker, Barry Bonds, and Roberto Clemente, the three best outfielders to ever play the game, RIP, number 39, the Cobra. You boys behave yourselves.
All right, Paul, that was a great call on all fronts there. A little ode to Dave Parker, who I planned on getting to, a little tribute to Dave Parker around this time of the show when I was putting it together last night and this morning. But this this is massive news. When it involves the NFL, it normally takes over, but when it involves the Steelers, and in this this amount of news involving the Steelers, this magnitude, it will certainly take precedent as it is breaking. Minka Fitzpatrick sent back to Miami in exchange for Jalen Ramsey. Jonnu Smith also coming to Pittsburgh in a late-round pick swap between the Steelers and the Dolphins. I don't know if I'd say they fully doubt Joey Porter Jr. just 2 years in, but I think it is fair to kind of question how much they are committed to him. And I think maybe they're a little bit worried by some of the things they saw last season, thinking that Porter would take that step. He really didn't. The other idea here, you pair him with two of the better corners of the 2010s and 2020s combined, maybe it's the right tutelage that somebody like Porter Jr. needs. Maybe that helps him flourish a little bit. These guys can teach him things to be some of the best in the game. I mean, Ramsey, when he was at his best, I think was the best in the game, even if it was for a year or two, and Slay was close to it. So, kind of like the mindset that people are having with, hey, Aaron Rodgers is here. He can be that mentor for Will Howard as the next man up. Same kind of idea here, I think. 412-928-9370. Another Paul. This one is in Weirton. What's going on, Paul?
Hey guys, good morning. How are we?
We're trying to keep up with everything. It's been a bit of a crazy last hour. What do you got for us, Paul?
You guys aren't lying. First things first, I want to wish you guys a happy 4th of July week to you both. Secondly, I want to say that this trade seems like they're going all in on this season and putting two great weapons on both sides of the ball, one to help Rodgers and one to hopefully with pass coverage better than Minka did last year and a couple years ago. So we'll see how it goes. Third and final, I still think they go out and get a receiver. Don't be surprised if the Pitt native Tyler Boyd comes to the Steelers to fill in that third position. You guys take care and have a happy 4th of July.
Paul, I appreciate that. And the well wishes right back to you. Have a very nice 4th of July weekend. I'll actually be filling in for the morning show on the 4th of July. So we'll see if any Steelers news breaks during that from 5:40 to 10 on Friday morning. The point about Tyler Boyd there, and I know Austin got to talk to him. He was the one that really broke that over the weekend. It was a chat that Austin had with him at a youth football camp, and Tyler Boyd said that he would absolutely be open to playing for the Steelers if the opportunity presented itself. Now, I didn't really plan on getting to this until later in the show, but now it has risen right up to us here because you asked yourself, is something else in the works? What would be next for the Steelers in this case? Will there be another trade? Austin, I'll let you sound off in a moment. I have a few reasons as to why I don't think a Tyler Boyd to the Steelers move would happen. I do, oddly enough, think it goes back to the comments that he made a couple of years ago, early in the season 2021, when he said the Steelers quit in a game. Not that I disagree with him. By the way that they looked, it would certainly add up that way. But just the way that the pride that the Steelers have, the pride that Mike Tomlin has, that tells me things could still be a little bit sour there. And it would also be different, I think, if Boyd was playing at a level that was truly game-changing or at least in some way, shape, or form able to move the needle. But he saw the numbers get cut in half last season. He is now on the plus side of 30. I'm not sure what he would really add to the Steelers' offense other than a good veteran locker room presence to the receiver room. I don't know otherwise what sort of traits he has at this point in his career that tells me, okay, like they're really making a jump with their offense by adding Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, he's not a two anymore. He's not the same guy that he was in Cincinnati. I do get the feeling, in a way, that Boyd realizes what he said about the Steelers previously. Maybe didn't cross a line, but I think he realizes now, and maybe that's because his options are thin, that he wants to try to make good with the Steelers. And he wants to try to maybe get the message out there that, yeah, he has a good relationship with Tomlin. And maybe that was his way of publicly apologizing in the media without even saying it and without completely acknowledging the situation. I think he could come here and be a three. Like, it would be a good situation if it was Pickens, Metcalf, and Boyd, and it would work. He could still contribute, but if you would bring him in, you cannot expect him to be a wide receiver too. I would do the deal, but only at the right price.
I also wonder, is he better right now than what Calvin Austin would be as like a third wide receiver?
I think slightly, yes, I do. I think his route tree is just more polished.
I also wonder, in that same vein, if they are finally going to give Roman Wilson a shot. It seems like those guys kind of play a similar style. Like, they'll be the somewhat smaller in stature guy that will get you like 9 to 10 yards per catch. He is like the third and short merchant. Like, I feel like they would kind of be the same style player too, which is where I wonder if they even see that as worth it.
Well, especially with having another tight end now in Jonnu Smith, who's probably going to factor in a decent amount in the offense. If you're paying him $12 million at tight end, that's what, more than Freiermuth's making? You would imagine that Jonnu Smith is going to get on the field a significant amount of time, and more than likely what they're going to end up doing is an offensive set with Metcalf, Calvin Austin, two tight ends, and a back, whether it be Warren or whether it be Caleb Johnson. That is most likely what their offense is going to look like, and probably rotate between Calvin Austin and whether it be Roman Wilson or Robert Woods. So doing this trade also makes me think that there's less likely of a chance that Boyd is ultimately going to be signed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really questioning if they bring in any sort of actual wide receiver now with the addition of Jonnu Smith. They may try to treat him like a hybrid player, or treat Freiermuth as a hybrid type player, where they can kind of set those guys out wide and, you know, still play with another tight end in the offense. I mean, you put Darnell Washington at the end of the offensive line, he really is just an additional offensive lineman. That's how good the dude is in the blocking part of his game.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Donnie Chedrick in for Pomp and Joe. It is the Bob Pompiani golf outing this morning and afternoon, Chartiers Country Club. That is where both of the guys are. Pomp, obviously, as the host of the event, has to be there. Joe, given his obsession with the sport of golf, is also there. So I have you until 2 o'clock at 412-928-9370. We may even get Joe on the line here in a bit. I believe we will have Brian Batko, who covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette at 12:30. Been trying to effort somebody who covers the Dolphins for the last 45 minutes, and I may have been left on red. We will have updates on that further in today's show. But your calls as well, your reaction to the massive Steelers and Dolphins trade, and if you are just hopping on and joining us, the full details of this trade. The Steelers are receiving Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, and a 2027 seventh-round pick. Miami is receiving Minka Fitzpatrick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. 412-928-9370. Going to kick off this round with our guy, Mr. Old School. What's going on, man?
My man. Going on. Hey, listen, I love the deal because I think Jalen Ramsey, he's either going to be – now, here's my thought. He's either going to go into the slot, or he's going to take over that safety position. And if he goes into the slot, think about this. Justin Simmons is still out there. Steelers didn't even think about Justin Simmons because they already had a free. But now that we don't have a free, they can pick up Justin Simmons, and that'll be a monster defense. But, you know, Aminka the last couple years, he didn't really impress me all that much. I don't know if he was disillusioned with his role. I don't know what it was, but I like this deal. I like Jonnu Smith, and I like Jalen Ramsey.
Mr. Old School, thank you as always for the call and good stuff there. You bring up Justin Simmons, a multi-time Pro Bowl free safety in his own right. Back in 2022, he was the league leader in interceptions with 6. He had a pair of interceptions last season in 16 games, his only season in Atlanta. I'm not sure if they jump right on and make that call. They could. That's somebody out there. They also have the financial flexibility to do something like that since they have a quarterback on a cheap contract. And the money here is basically a wash in the deal when it comes to the Ramsey and Fitzpatrick part. The Steelers were paying Minka Fitzpatrick a very healthy salary. And I almost wonder, and I question this earlier this hour, did it get to a point with both sides that they just had a philosophical difference in how they wanted to go about things? If you recall, when Fitzpatrick left Miami or worked his way out of Miami, to be traded here, he didn't like how he was being utilized. I, for one, hated how he was being utilized last season. I wonder if those conversations is what sparked this move to take place. Because within the last week, this is how it has gone down. It did not seem like the Steelers had any sort of... they had interest in Jalen Ramsey, but it didn't seem like they had much of a chance to pull it off, because we saw people like Adam Schefter and company who said, yeah, they've checked in, but it's probably not going to happen. 412-928-9370. Rob in West Mifflin. What's going on, Rob?
What's up, Don? How you doing, man?
Good. How do you feel about it?
I like it because, this is just my opinion, my opinion based. I think that this takes a lot of pressure off of Joey Porter. I hope he's not thinking negative about it. He should be thinking, okay, now this takes a lot of pressure off of me. Now, you know, for example, we play a team like Cincinnati, instead of him being on Higgins or Chase, he's on Yeshivas. However you pronounce that guy's name, which is good. You know, so I just hope that, you know, he takes this as something, you know, not negative. It takes a positive out of this, and, you know, gets his game together in the next couple of years, because he's the future. Those guys aren't going to be here long. He's the future. Get himself together. Get back to playing Joey Porter football. You know, stop the grabbing with the hands and stuff, and just go out there and play. Don't look at it as a negative, man, if he's listening. Please don't look at it as a negative.
Yeah, Rob, see, I feel that same way. I think that those two guys, that Ramsey and Darius Slay, they can sort of be that veteran in the room that helps Joey Porter along after what was a bit of a struggle in his second season, where we did see a little bit of that sophomore slump. We thought he would take a jump. He didn't quite do that. So the tutelage of two veterans, and, you know, not just any veterans, like two of the best in the game at their peak, I think that would help Joey Porter Jr. in the long run, because he should be the future of that cornerback position for the Steelers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. That's where we find the full-time host of this show at the Bob Pompiani golf outing. Joe Starkey is on the line. Joe, first I have to thank you for this. Your golf love and obsession. Limits and I have gotten to experience the most stunning trade in Steelers history in your absence, but I do want to get your reaction to it.
Man, well, first of all, I'm out here with Mulsey, and what a legend he is. He's hitting the ball 300 yards. My initial reaction is, oh, wait, I thought Minka, we were all wrong about Minka. Those of us who said that Minka had lost a step, those of us who had said that I don't care what the Steelers say, they put him in center field, they put him as de facto linebacker, and they put him everywhere in between, and he can't make plays anymore. I thought we were all wrong. Well, obviously, they seem to feel a certain type of way about Minka as well. So that's the first thing that struck me. The second thing is sort of an odd deal, if you ask me. I'm not a huge Jalen Ramsey guy. 3, 4, 5 years ago, I would have killed for him. Mm-hmm. Not now, but who plays safety? Juan Thornhill, he's had more calf injuries than Kevin Durant.
Some people are calling in asking if Ramsey would play around at safety or if Darius Slay would play safety.
Maybe. We've seen other guys who also have lost a step. So basically we're trying to work our way around two guys who have lost a step. One guy in Joey Porter Jr. that we don't know if he can play or not. A guy who has a bum calf. Anybody else I'm forgetting here? Donnie in the secondary? Oh, Deshaun Elliott, who hammers people but has trouble in coverage. And then go look at the Ravens secondary. You want to match up? You want to match up one by one with Kyle Hamilton and all the dudes they've got right now? I don't think so.
I do still think the Ravens have the better secondary of the two. I also, the way that this happened in real time, Joe, I wish that I could have like seen your reaction, because it was really one by one. I had, you know, I was going through, okay, they just acquired Jalen Ramsey. We don't know what the return is. And then I see Limits waving his hands frantically and then saying, you're not going to believe the return. And I'm thinking, okay. And he said, they are trading Minka Fitzpatrick. That adds a whole layer to this. And then, what, 15 minutes later, the Jonnu Smith thing. So it has been a whirlwind this last hour and a half or so. Poor Lanny Fratteri, we were going to have him on at 11:30 to talk about Dave Parker. We are hoping to have Lanny later in the show before we're done, but man, it's been wild. Now, how do you come down in the Jonnu Smith part of it?
I mean, another pass catcher is fine. We'll see. But he's put up numbers in the past, but there's nothing wrong with having another weapon. I don't care if it's a tight end. You know, it's the same thing on defense. To me, it's all positionless football anyway. Right? I mean, you know, he's basically a receiver. And so is Freiermuth, for that matter. Mm-hmm. He's not exactly one of the seven blocks of granite when it comes to blocking. They're all receivers. So another guy who can catch balls, I'm fine with that. I don't know if Arthur Smith can take advantage of it. But the one thing that stands out by far above all, Donnie, and I don't know how you feel, is if you think you have a star, like a future Hall of Famer, still well in his 20s, you don't trade him unless there's either a problem or you think he's lost a step. And obviously, one of those things is true with Minka Fitzpatrick. You don't get rid of a guy like that in his 20s. He's lost a step. I think that's pretty clear. The guy gets an interception, you know, about his – well, no, I was going to use Limits in a joke there. I won't use Limits in a joke.
Limits get the date?
Mulsey.
Oh, thanks, Mulsey, from the background.
Mulsey said
from the
it
peanut
from the
gallery.
Background.
Well, that's been pretty frequent the last couple of months.
Maybe that's your lead story today. Forget about Minka. But that's the way I feel, is everybody who said that Minka had lost a step and wasn't the same guy anymore was right out there. So all the callers, listeners, people, you were all right about Minka. And the Steelers were basically deceiving themselves and you. Thank you, Donnie. It's time to tee off.
All right, Joe, have fun. Be safe. Don't hurt yourself.
Hi,
the folks will hear from you tomorrow. Hello, Malzy.
Bye, Malzy.
Oh, Jim Colony. Hello, Jim.
There's Jim. Say hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Jim, what's your grade on the trade?
Minka sucks.
Oh, boy.
What a call.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you later. Thank you, Joe, hopping on from the Bob Pompiani golf outing. We have a whole slew of callers, so let's get to them. 412-928-9370. Tim is in the North Hills. What's going on, Tim?
Donnie, I love this trade. The first thing I love about it is now the Steelers have three guys that are 6'3 or taller, pass catching. I mean that is a matchup nightmare for most defenses. Then you have on the other side, you get rid of the guy who looks more lost than a Cleveland fan when you show him a Lombardi trophy. And then he's getting slapped around like a bad child by Derrick Henry in the playoffs. You get rid of him, and you bring in a top 20 corner opposite JPJ. I mean, all the defense has to do is get to the quarterback, and there's no wide receivers for the quarterback to throw to. So I don't know. I love this move. I think these guys, if Jonnu Smith does well, I think he could be here for another few years. I think they're doing a great job of laying the groundwork for the next QB that comes in. But, I mean, I think this team is going to be a force to be reckoned with next year.
Oh, Tim, I like the boldness there, a force to be reckoned with. I don't know if I don't want to be caught drinking the Kool-Aid on this, but I do feel better about the Steelers next season right now than I did 2 hours ago. Let's just say that. It felt to me... You know, I liked Minka Fitzpatrick as a player his first couple of seasons here. He was awesome. I mean, if you remember his first, like, three games here, he was a clear difference maker in that season that Ben Roethlisberger blew out his elbow. But he was not the same guy last season, whether it was him as a player or a philosophical change where they just kind of wasted him. They had him hang out 30 yards off the ball, and he was mostly a non-factor. He did very little of impact in games last season. That role was taken up by Deshaun Elliott, who I thought filled the void very well. Elliott, you could think of pretty much every game, and there was at least a play or two where he made an impact, a tackle for loss, a forced fumble, a key tipped pass, an interception, whatever it may be. Deshaun Elliott was all over the place. That was not Minka Fitzpatrick last season. Now you bring in Jalen Ramsey, who, even though he's 30 years old, he did have a pretty good season last year. Was it his peak season? No. Those days are behind him, but he was still a pretty good player last season. You bring him in, and you already have Darius Slay here. And I think, to the point that Rob and Wes Mifflin made earlier, and I fully agree with, I don't think this is a move that tells Joey Porter Jr., hey, we're done with you. I think, if anything, it is a way to show him, hey, okay, you had some rough patches there in 2024 in your second season. We want to have these guys here to help mentor you to become a great corner, because these two guys at their best were two of the best in the game. 412-928-9370. Will is in Cranberry. What's up, Will?
Overall, I feel like the trade wasn't horrible. I don't think it's a bad trade. I think it's a decent trade. Like, if I had to give it a value, I'll probably say, like, you know, a B. I think Dolphins got the better end of it. Their backfield was totally trash. They couldn't really I think it was like 63.9% of deep balls were collected off the Dolphins' safety position. So I think Minka's going to boost that up. But I actually had a theory here that I think I'm going to shock you guys with. If we would have kept George Pickens and included him in that trade, do you think we could have got Tyreek Hill or Jaylen Waddle out of it?
Will, I don't think you're off base there at all. I don't know about Jaylen Waddle just due to the age, but I don't think acquiring Tyreek Hill was out of the question if the Steelers still had George Pickens. I mean, how do you feel about that one, Austin? I think it's a good question there from Will. If they still had George Pickens as of this morning, and say the trade was basically Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill and a late-round pick to the Steelers for Minka Fitzpatrick, George Pickens, and a late-round pick, I don't think that's really, like, out of this world crazy. I think that's actually pretty realistic. Like, that could have happened.
That would have made a blockbuster, even a bigger blockbuster, one of the biggest blockbusters maybe of all time in the NFL. But yeah, I would have been okay with that because Tyreek Hill does provide a little bit of a headache and he's very expensive. And would it work with the books? I think Omar Khan would probably find a way to figure it out. But Hill is still fast. He's still explosive. He's not the same Kansas City Tyreek Hill, but he still makes big plays. And maybe he's going to chirp a little bit like he does in Miami. But I think it would be better than what you got from George Pickens and what you can expect from George Pickens. Like, you don't hear stories of Tyreek Hill showing up late to Christmas Day games like you heard with Pickens or not wanting to block. Now, is Tyreek Hill an emphatic blocker? And he's not Hines Ward out there. But I would much rather have Hill than Pickens. If that was ultimately the deal, I would have made it. I would have been okay with that.
Yeah, I would have too, because I still think, even though Hill saw a dip in his numbers last season, I mean, Tua was injured for half the year. Even though he saw a dip, I mean, that dude is a game changer just because of his speed. Like, he's still, even at over 30 years old, he still has not really lost that speed that he has as, you know, maybe the fastest player in the NFL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.